Thanks, Pavla. The idea of public-private partnerships, in which the state cooperates with private sector investors, seems to be really taking off in the Czech Republic. The country is planning over $1 billion worth of PPPs, the finance ministry's Bogdan Hajduk said on Thursday. Projects under discussion are part of the D3 motorway linking Prague and South Bohemia, and a rail connection between Prague's Ruzyně Airport and Masarykova train station in the center of the city.
Czech farmers want whoever forms the next government to halt the continual decline in output in their industry. The Agrarian Chamber said this week that the new government should create conditions for the sale of farm products outside the food industry, particularly by increasing production of biofuels. Livestock output and the growing of flax and fruit and vegetables have been falling for some time. Overall output in real terms has fallen by almost $2 billion to $3 billion a year since 1989.
The carmaker Škoda Auto, which expects to roll out its first model in China next year, will later add two new models, its parent company Volkswagen said this week. Škoda will start producing its popular family model Octavia in Shanghai next year, and plans subsequently to produce the superb limousine and smaller Fabia at the same plant.
Meanwhile, Tatra, another huge name in the Czech automotive industry, saw a dramatic fall in its profits last year. Whereas in 2004 it made $36 million, in 2005 Tatra made just over $200,000. But sales of its trucks rose to over 1,000 and should rise further in 2006, the company's chairman said this week. Tatra, which is owned by the US company Terex, exports 71% of its vehicles. Its main markets are Russia, other former Soviet states, and India.
Czech tourists spent more money on holidays at home than abroad in 2005, the first time that has happened in a decade, according to a report published by the Association of Czech Travel Agencies this week. South Bohemia was the most popular destination.
Plans are afoot to open the biggest factory outlet in the Czech Republic at Prague Airport next year, Czech Business Weekly reported. Called simply Outlet Airport Praha, it will have 160 shops and is scheduled to open in November 2007, a spokesperson for developers Ponte Carlo GDO said. He said the mall will sell designer clothes with price reductions of 30-70% and up to 2 years old. Apparently, some luxury brands such as Dolce & Gabbana have been unable to find retail spaces at Prague's most upmarket addresses and plan to instead sell their products through the airport mall.